Hey, welcome and thanks for tuning in and listening on your favorite podcast listening app, Carm Capriotto, right here, the Automotive Aftermarket Podcast Guy, delivering important content relevant to learning more about self and business improvement. Hey, I'm with Jerry Frank, business coach and shop owner. You know, it's good to have Jerry on again to share and explain Robert Kiyosaki's famous cash flow quadrant in an easy to swallow and digestible automotive aftermarket way. Jerry explains ESBI, the four quadrants that aligns so well with the evolution of almost every aftermarket shop owner. The talking points and a graphic of the quadrant can be found at remarkableresults.biz/E587. Hey, not sure how you listen, but the majority of you listen mobile. Now, if you're not listening on a mobile device, download a free listening app at remarkableresults.biz/listen. Enjoy the insights wherever you may be. Remarkable Results Radio is so proud to partner with Napa Auto Care in the 2021 Napa Expo. Join Napa, including suppliers, industry experts, and your peers in Las Vegas, February 1st through the 4th, 2021. Now, you'll discover right there the latest news and industry information. So contact your Napa store for the details and how to enroll. Hey, I need 4 minutes of your time. I've got a survey. It's really been helpful. I'd like you to take this only 4 minutes to help me help you. Please go to remarkableresults.biz/survey or find the link on my homepage.
You could see by looking at those, it's way easier to make money on the right-hand side than it is the left-hand side. So spend your thinking time, how do I get to the right-hand side of that sheet?
Hey, more with Jerry Frank in a minute. And don't forget to watch the Aftermarket's really cool live informative video show. You can watch it live on aftermarketweekly.com. at noon on Tuesdays Eastern Time. And you can binge if you want on all the archive episodes at aftermarketweekly.com. The big feature besides my guest host is a shop tour. Always good things to learn on aftermarketweekly.com, a most unique aftermarket resource. Hey, we constantly add to the books page on the website. Remember, leaders are readers. And when a book is mentioned on the podcast, we deliberately post it on the books page. Go to remarkableresults.biz/books. Hey, everybody, a warm welcome to Jerry Frank. Jerry, how's business?
Good. You know, 2020 has been a year like no other year before. So things are going good.
Hey, congrats to, you know, you and your wife, Laura Frank, and Liam Best, of course, with Breaks for Breast. They just do a yeoman's job with that.
Yeah, and it's we're recording this here in October, and I've got just so much positive feedback. You know, so many people, I see the posts. In fact, I saw something today on Facebook that they did a commercial in China. I don't know if you saw that on Breaks for Breast. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Oh, my. It's absolutely blowing up. I so appreciate what Laura and your wife, Laura, and Liam Best do. I believe the $1 million mark's going to be hit this year.
Yeah, we're keeping our fingers crossed. Yeah, I believe so.
I follow you on one of your Facebook pages, and I saw this incredible, if you will, wealth income grid, and it kind of laid up so much into that whole entrepreneurial spirit, Michael Gerber and the E-Myth thing. It's all concepts from Robert Kiyosaki, am I right?
Yeah, from his book, The Cash Flow Quadrant. He's probably better known for the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, but through the years, I've read several of the books, and again, they're just good business books.
So look, at Jerry's a shop owner just like you and a business coach. So pay attention, right, Jerry?
Yeah. Thanks, Carm, so much for having me and having the opportunity to maybe shed some light on a few things and help some shop owners. I thought about life, you know, really entrepreneurship as kind of a journey. That's really what it is. It's a journey. We all started someplace, and then hopefully, you know, you travel down that road and you end up at a destination. And, you know, the goal is that, you know, you reach your destination or your goal. I happened to see something, and it kind of brought in that cash flow quadrant book and Michael Gerber and kind of put it all together. But what I'd like our listeners to do, and not if you're driving in a car, maybe just take out a clean sheet of paper. And what I want you to do is just divide that paper up into four boxes. So, you know, a long vertical line and a long horizontal line in the middle. I guess you're left with a big plus sign that covers the whole page if you want to visualize that. And I want to maybe just share with you the four stages most businesses go through. And as you do this, I want you to think about where you're at right now and be truthful.
Am I listening to this because this is a journey?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're going to start at a certain box. The listener is going to put himself in a certain box. And the goal is to be in, I think, in the bottom right quadrant. And you're going to tell us what they all are.
So in that top left quadrant, I want you to just write the letter E. And we'll go through each one, but E stands for employee. And I'm going to talk a little bit about each one, but let's get the letters in the boxes. In that bottom left corner, to write the letter S. And S symbolizes self-employed. So those are the two on the left side. On the top right, I want you to write the letter B. And the B stands for business owner. And in the bottom right-hand corner, we're going to write the letter I, and that stands for investor.
I want our listener to realize that you may want to go back and listen to this again, because as you're trying to formulate this in your mind through this audio, you're going to say, how do I get where I need to get? Because I know where you're going and I'm excited to hear this. This is kind of like my second or third ramp through the notes that you provided me so that I understood it. My point to the listener is you may have to listen to this twice to really get it.
I've gone through these quadrants, and as we explain them, it'll shed more light on it. But so many times we get stuck in one or the other. I remember as I was preparing for this, Carm, I remember when I was a child, my mom would buy like these magnets, the sports magnets. There I was, little Jerry playing baseball, and it had my picture on it, and they stuck it on the fridge. So I want you to imagine this piece being these quadrants we're going to talk about, like that little magnetic board. And I want to see your picture on it, and where are you as you move through this journey? There's no shame in being in one or the other. The goal is that you don't stay there. So let's start off with where most of us started, in that E, or employee quadrant, top left-hand corner. Michael Gerber refers to this in his book, The E-Myth, as the technician phase. And I think in our industry, it couldn't be more appropriate. We all started off working for somebody, in most cases. I'm making a general assumption there. There's no shame in that. A lot of people stay in that phase. And if that's your desire in life, perfect. But your salary will always be capped there. I feel like you're always trading time for money. In most cases, you have an hourly wage or a flat white wage if you're a technician. And, your income is capped. You can only work so hard. There's so many hours in a day. I can remember the time that I had that entrepreneurial seizure, and I said, I think I can do a better job. And I moved into that S quadrant, the self-employed. And the self-employed, I thought things were really going to be different.
You were going to make as much money as you thought your boss was making, right?
Oh, yeah. And I soon realized, I didn't have all of the skills I need. There's so much more to this business than fixing cars. But again, when you think about, let me describe that self-employed lack of control. You own the business, or does the business maybe own you? I think this describes the majority of people, especially if you didn't have a mentor or maybe a family member bring you up in this business and you just took that leap and you opened up that shop or that small business. You're doing it all. I remember that. I was the technician. I answered the phones. We sold service. I was the accountant. Truth be told, my wife helped me with that quite a bit. But, the bookkeeper and, bottle washer, dishwasher, anything else you want to throw in there, that's kind of where we were. So we were doing it all.
And you worked 14-hour days, and you had all the energy in the world because you were building your dream.
Absolutely. I like to call that sweat equity. Sweat equity. You may not be making the money, but you've got a plan in mind, and you didn't mind really working those extra hours. And I got to tell you, I started off in a service station, a Shell station many years ago, and it was open 24 hours, 7 days a week. So 14 hours is a little underestimated. It felt like I was working all the time.
Funneling all kind of cash and making no money.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And, in this stage often you think, the goal is, or maybe the strategy to get out of it, more customers, do more work, and that just kind of leaves you a little bit more buried. I would say sometimes for many people that maybe get stuck in this S quadrant, I think you're almost better in the E quadrant. You don't have all of the responsibilities. You don't have maybe your home mortgaged, and all of that invested in it. Heck, you may not even be getting a vacation or time off in that S quadrant. And heaven forbid, what if you got sick or got a cold and you had to miss a week or so? You go in when you're sick in the S quadrant, not so much in the E quadrant.
Ironically, you say that we're in the pandemic right now. And so think of someone who could have gotten COVID-19. They're a one or two man shop and they can't be there.
Yeah. Terrible, terrible tragedy. And this is where Michael Gerber, you know, the thing I remember from that book the most, The E-Myth, he talks about being so busy working in it, you can't work on it. And I know we've all heard that. But again, I want you to take that little magnet and, if this describes you, I want you to try to make that leap, that horizontal leap up to that top right-hand corner, set yourself free a little bit and be the business owner. And let me describe that quadrant a little bit. In this quadrant, I think your main job is to lead people and develop systems. Really, what you're doing here is building a machine. You know, the systems and the people who work from you, the business can run successfully whether you're in it every day or not. Now, it doesn't mean you don't have to be there and manage it from time to time. Doesn't mean you don't have to lead your people. Doesn't mean you're not sharpening the saw all the time, developing different systems. And boy, with COVID, being in a COVID year, we certainly had to do that. But you're putting systems and processes in place. And I think more importantly, they're not up here. You're putting them to paper.
Wow, how important. I mean, that's just huge. Hey, Carm here. And coming up, Jerry Frank explains the importance of putting your money into something that consistently produces a return. Hey, it's Carm here to tell you about the best shop management solution for your auto care center, Trax Enterprise. Now, since NAPA introduced Trax in 1989, it's been the industry's leading shop management system out there. Today, Trax Enterprise offers even more of the features auto care center owners want. Things like a powerful interactive scheduling calendar, faster and streamlined workflow, multi-shop capabilities, easy pay consumer financing integration, and more. That means you can count on Trax Enterprise to help drive your success today and well into the future. The tabbed interface lets you open and view multiple estimates, ROs, invoices, and purchase orders all at the same time. You can even place windows side by side, over or under, or drag a tab from another application outside Trax to open another window. One auto care center owner said he loves being able to have 10 to 12 work orders open at once. Enterprise also offers a Microsoft Outlook type calendar so you can view daily, weekly, and monthly schedules, drag and drop appointments between days and times, and block time to indicate length of work. Punch out to Mitchell Pro Demand is another huge benefit. It provides embedded labor, part, maintenance, and fluid capacities that can be transferred to estimates and repair orders within Trax. Trax Enterprise also streamlines parts ordering. Just one click and it's done. The mobile capture app sold another auto care owner on Trax Enterprise. He said there's no reason to write VINs by hand anymore. You can decode the VIN from a mobile device and send all the information directly to Trax. There are reporting features too. For example, with just a couple of clicks, you can find out how many repair orders you've written in a month. Talk to your Napa Auto Parts store and find out more about what Trax Enterprise can do for you, plus the hundreds of other great things the auto care program has to offer. Hey, I know exactly how my business runs. My people know how it run. Have you ever written it down? No.
And what happens, Carm, when you walk out the door and all the systems are in your head? Guess what? The book left too. You know, the policies and procedures and the system manual.
Yeah, well, Charlie interprets my way his way occasionally. And Bob, who has a situation, who knows how I'd love to handle it still, is a hybrid version of how he did it. So we've got multiple processes and systems running because it's never been formalized.
Absolutely. And a lot of people get really hung up with this. They think your systems is such a huge hurdle. It's a phone book thick things for those of you that were around when phone books were there. You know, it's not. Think about some of the main levers, the main needle movers in your business. And, you know, put that down. You know, how are we going to answer the phone? The things that go through my mind. How are we going to do customer intake, write up a customer? How are we going to do our inspections? What's our sales process, our follow-up? Those types of things. It's not this big, thick, you know, manual that's going to take years to develop. I think, you know, you walk around with a notepad, or better yet, talk into your phone, you know, record it and try to get that stuff down onto paper. Just those four or five really key touch points.
And then once you build, if you will, this high level outline or some of the great points, involve your people.
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest things that I've learned in being a leader, what it really is I'm a trainer. I'm a teacher and I'm a coach more than anything else. And I guess last is the investor quadrant. And, you know, you think about the investor quadrant. I think about, you know, if you're an investor, you're putting your money into something that consistently produces a return. In our industry, I think of that quadrant as maybe the shop owner that's, you know, wants to maybe sell their business or, you know, be a landowner more than a business owner. We're maybe at the point where we're in that business owner quadrant. And what we've really created is maybe I'd like to think of it almost as a machine. You know, it consistently produces a return. And you're really kind of in that I or that investor quadrant. Anyway, so, you know, again, I talked about maybe that little magnetic button with your picture on it. I want you to go back and take a look at that sheet of paper, maybe now that you understand those four little boxes a little bit better, and drop one, drop your photo where you're at today, right, in your life, in your business. Where are you? Now is not the time to boast. Now is not the time to over-exaggerate. I see so many people in this industry that are just stuck in that S quadrant, and they really need to go in the B quadrant. You mentioned COVID. If anything happened to you, God forbid, with your health, and you're stuck in that S quadrant, it could be devastating.
Going from S to B is a huge leap. I'm a two or three man shop. I'm working with you, you'd say, hey, listen, you need some more people so we can get you up to B, and we've got to make more money. Let's concentrate on growing sales, managing margin, all the KPIs that are necessary. And now you're making money. Now it's time to be able to hire. You can't get to B unless you've got people.
I agree with that partially, but I think the biggest change for me, and I can remember back, you know, I'm going way back, you know, into that service station, being able to take time to think. I think that's the biggest thing. I think it was Henry Ford that said, you know, thinking is the most important work anybody ever does. Maybe that's why so few people do it.
I am so into what you're saying. When I can find the time to devote to visioning and thinking, you know, and planning, if you will, because it all requires thinking, I enjoy it so much. And what could the business be, kind of think? What does it take for me to be able to step back, get up in the B quadrant? What do I need to do? Some people can do it on their own, but some people can't, which is why coaching, mentoring, consulting, it's such a big part of our industry today. I love your point about time to think. And if anyone can take something from this episode, is find your think time.
Again, so many times we think about that as, I'm too busy, I don't have time. Where am I going to find the time to do it? I remember some things started to change for me early on, and it ended up being about an hour or so, maybe 2 hours, once a week. For me, it was every Thursday, and I would set aside some time to think. I try to leave the shop a little bit, you know, and I know that that's really hard, but I took a little extended lunch and I really thought about where I'm at, where I need to go, and maybe just the one thing. We're not talking about, you know, so many times we get overwhelmed with all of the things that we, you know, all these ideas and just one thing. Your life would be so much different if you worked on just changing one thing in your life, maybe every month.
I love that. I think I wrote a blog a while back on just one thing. City Slickers, the movie. One of the main characters, the cowboy character, Jack Palance played it, and he was really big on just that one thing. And I love your premise. Love your premise. If I was in B, quadrant B, business owner quadrant, and I wanted to go to investor or I, but I couldn't remove myself as the centerpiece of the business. I had to be the guy, the person, the handled every customer, reviewed every diagnostic procedure in the shop, did every, verified every banking transaction and wrote every policy. I'd never get to I, right?
Yeah, you may not ever get to be if you have your hands in all of those things. I think the key in business is delegating. And when I say delegating, so many people get that wrong. Delegating is not just handing it off. I mentioned you got to be a trainer. I almost look at it like very hard to describe the visual, but you know, the task is attached with ropes. You're at the top and you're holding the task and it's attached with ropes. And what I'm starting to do, say there may be four ropes on it, I'm beginning to train and start cutting the ropes. And then also when you have it in writing, you know how to do that task. We talked about that. It makes it so much easier.
Inspect what you expect. You're right. If you're going to teach and train and delegate, you can't abdicate. You have to keep your part of your new job of, if you will, CEO high level, is to delegate this stuff so that the business can run without you, so that you can get into the investor quadrant.
You should be doing the things only you can do well. And what I really mean by that is when you think about the main things in a business, you know, having employee reviews, hiring, putting those processes in place. When you're stuck doing it all, that's the farthest thing from your mind. You never have time for that.
I've recently seen a couple of webcasts where shop owners, and in fact, I think it was Brian Sump who said, hey, listen, I'm really bad at a couple of things. And, you know, as I continue to grow my business and get a little bit bigger and we're able to hire, I was able to hire people that could do the things that I wasn't good at.
Yeah, exactly. But I think sometimes we do the opposite. We try to hire people that are exactly like us, don't we?
Yes. And that's where that whole assessment piece comes in. And we've done shows on that. And you have to know you before you can hire your replacement, because you're so good at certain things. I guess the goal would be is if you're in the E quadrant and you go to the S quadrant, the self-employed quadrant, the goal of being able to replace yourself needs to be the highest thing on your list.
Absolutely. And I think when I think of that visual with that little magnet with your picture on it, you may start off in that very bottom left corner. That's where I did, you know, and the goal is to try to move through that box and move myself to the upper right hand corner. I'm so close to the B, I can taste it. You know, what are the one or two things I need to do to get over that hump?
This isn't hard, but you may want to get a full sheet of paper, make your quadrant, and then get some kind of magnet. It doesn't matter what it is. It could just be a magnet of a logo from a company. You're on vacation and you go into one of those trinket stores and there's 8 million magnets somewhere. Just get a magnet of your favorite car, of a vacation place. Doesn't matter. The magnet's the placeholder that moves. This was great. I love it. It's simple. I think you hammered, Jerry, on all the things that are not only wrong in our industry with certain people and what they need to do about it, but also what's so right about the fact that here is a process to help you move yourself through a successful business journey.
Yeah, we started off saying it's a journey, and it is. Entrepreneurship, being a shop owner, a business owner, you know, it's a journey, but we're not made to stay in that one place. You have to really kind of travel through those boxes. You could see by looking at those, it's way easier to make money on the right-hand side than it is the left-hand side. So spend your thinking time, how do I get to the right-hand side of that sheet?
No doubt you'd be struggling on the left-hand side and becoming smarter and more successful on the right-hand side. It requires lots of discipline. It requires being held accountable. Maybe hiring that business coach, that consultant that can help you learn and move. I love the stories that I continue to hear about. Yeah, I've got a business coach and I knew that every week I had an answer to things and I wasn't getting done what we expected. And finally, I had my breakout moment and realized I better start doing these things. And now I got a 20% net operating profit.
Yeah, don't try to reinvent the wheel, I always say. But the unique thing that a mentor or a coach can give you is that 10,000-foot view. Sometimes you just can't see your shop. You're so close to it. You're so involved in it, and you just don't really get a good perspective. Another set of eyes on it, it's amazing. We all have our blind spots.
Wow. Hey, this was great. Short, sweet, simple, ESBI. I expect that everyone who's listening is going to create their chart, put their magnet in the right place, and move your life and your business forward. Jerry Frank, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Carm, for inviting me. I enjoyed it.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.